All right.
I'm coming.
You ready then? Are we good?
I just hit record and you said that.
Oh my god. That's saying it.
That's saying
it. That's gonna be the opening statement right there.
Oh yeah. All right.
You are now listening to the Backseat Critics, the movie review podcast.
Welcome back to the Backseat Critics. My name's RJ.
My name's Andrew, and this is the podcast where we review movies that you should generally steer clear of. And this week we have a guest.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
He's kind of a return.
Yeah.
In sense, you know.
Semi. I was part of a larger broadcast previously of a very bad movie.
And we did a crossover. Yeah. We did a crossover
that
episode.
That was also for a holiday movie, actually.
We've done two crossovers with him.
Oh yeah. Yay. I had you guys on my podcast.
Yep.
Switching Stances, which is Semi in the Grave.
Semi in the Grave.
Logistically, it's just been a nightmare. Work and stuff. Anyways. But thank you for having me back on.
Yeah, no, thank you for coming back on. It's for those who don't know, this is Koss.
Yeah, I guess I should introduce myself. My name is Koss. You might know me from Play No Games podcast, a slightly more popular podcast than this one, just slightly.
Oh yeah.
Not
slightly, definitely more.
You know what? You say that, but our rookie numbers are better than Play No Games rookies numbers. Just say.
And let me tell you, your numbers are much better than Switching Stances. But not that is that. But thank you for having me back on, guys.
Yeah, no, happy to have you. For those who don't know, we were on the Switching Stances podcast, but we were also on the Play No Games crossover where we talked about Babes and Toyland.
Oh god.
Keanu Reeves. Cincinnati.
Which we will not be revisiting tonight.
Why not?
Because we're talking about Our Mom Had a Date with a Vampire.
Mom's on a date with a vampire.
Okay, we gotta talk about something.
Mom's gonna
say mom
vampire.
All of a sudden. This just got awkward.
My mom's married to a vampire. All right. So we're going to kind of dive into some news topics and then hit that. We're going to do 1 minute summary this time instead of two minute summary. We don't have the patience for 2 minutes.
We cut that down.
Yeah. When did you guys cut that down?
We did 30 seconds.
Yeah, we did 30 seconds.
Guys haven't been the same since Five Nights at Freddy's, huh? you have shell shock.
That broke the system.
We're shaking. We're gathering them in. We're looking at the soldiers, and it's not looking good.
I'm dead.
Five Nights at Freddy's killed us. We watched that, and we're like, what is going on?
I was half asleep.
Nothing better than computer game movies, actually.
Oh jeez.
Was it a computer game or was it an Android game?
It was like a computer game.
It was PC.
Like literally
really
like a mini clip game.
Yeah, start on PC. Yeah.
Really? I thought it said on Android. It's
like a Steam game, a free Steam game.
Yeah.
Really?
Just like Slenderman and CSGO.
Because I see it on my phone all the time. And that's how I know kids when I work at
Is there a CSGO movie? I feel like there is.
What's that?
I think there has to be a Counter-Strike movie.
Saving Private Ryan?
Saving Private Ryan.
Black Hawk Down.
Hacksaw Ridge.
Ooh.
That's like Medal of Honor more.
Inglourious Bastards?
No. No, okay. But this reminds me of future episode, Doom.
I love Doom.
Ew.
I love Doom.
Yeah, ew.
There's video game movies. That's all we're gonna watch, boys.
I love Doom.
Have you guys seen the Mario movie?
Yes. You know what? We kind of reviewed it.
Wait, which? Well, we did both.
Oh yeah, we did.
Is it worth a watch? It's on Peacock, and
which one?
The new one.
No,
not the. I don't want to watch the old one. I know it stinks.
Why not?
Okay,
it stinks.
Have you watched it?
I've seen enough.
No. You haven't seen enough if you haven't watched all the way through.
I heard the new one is. It looks like a really
cute
movie.
Cut it out. Stop it. It's good.
Yeah,
the old one's good.
The old one?
The old one's good.
The old one is
worth a watch.
It's worth a watch. The old one is worth a watch because there's
Bob Haskins.
It was shot in a warehouse in like New Jersey or something. But
and
also
Gazama?
They also used a lot of CG and special effects software for the first time in that movie that is now industry standard across Hollywood. So that was kind of like the first place that was used. So it's kind of interesting to see how it's aged. But the new one, It's fine.
You know what?
It's totally fine.
And it has Chris Pratt playing Mario,
which is weird.
The old one?
Which is weird.
I want to throw it out there.
And Charlie Day as Luigi? I still have trouble seeing it. I still have trouble with that. But it's fine.
Okay, it's fine.
It's fine.
The old one? It's hard to find it anywhere to watch.
I believe it.
Like, unless you have it on DVD. Well,
I feel like a lot of these like video game movies get thrown in the bin virtually too. Like, it's hard to find a lot of video game movies.
You can watch it somewhere on like to find on a streaming site.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that on the old one. You can't find it on a streaming site anywhere.
Archive.org.
When we tried to watch
archive.org.
I believe so, yeah.
That's we had true. To pass around a DVD to watch it.
That is not legal.
Whoa.
Advice or anything. If you happen to find it there or something.
Hey, everyone go to Stream East.
We just got banned.
Damn. Okay. Okay.
We got flagged.
Heavyr.com.
Our podcast Pirates got flagged. Pirate Bay. I remember Pirate Bay. Pirate Bay back in the day.
Remember 1, 2, 3 movie?
I got caught.
The Put Locker?
I got caught in it too.
Wait, how'd you get caught?
Comcast. If you watch, like, some people, I guess, decide to, like, let Comcast know, like, some bands or so when you try to download music or a movie, they alert Comcast on your website back in the day, and then Comcast goes, hey, you've been illegally downloading movies. If you don't delete it, we will report you.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you don't download it.
Yeah.
What?
You don't download it.
Well, I
don't pull luck. You just watch it like a YouTube video.
I had a ton of movies.
You downloaded them.
Oh, yes. Dirty back in the day, Pirate Bay. I learned how to fight things back in the day, viruses, because of it. So,
well,
anyways,
there's a whole chunk here I'm going to have to cut out.
No, it's okay.
So, thank you.
Okay, let's get back to Mom's got a date with a vampire. Huh? Or are we doing news first?
Ooh. Yeah, we're doing news first.
Okay.
Why don't you hit your topic?
Yeah, so I want to talk to the Disney experts about this. So Disney has now fully acquired the remaining stake of Hulu for about $8.6 billion, billion with a B. And I guess I just wanted to, you know, I know RJ, big Disney fanatic over here.
Oh, yes, sir.
I know Disney's been kind of struggling the last year or so financially as well, but more in the, I think more just in the view or how they're perceived in society. Is this a win for you or is this a non-factor?
To me, this is a non-factor. You already have Disney Plus. Most of what you need from Disney Plus or what's going to hit the crowd, their target audience is on Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Hulu, you're targeting people you don't even need. I guess unless they're trying to draw an adult audience, I guess.
See, so no, I had this idea back in 2019 when Disney bought Fox and Fox Entertainment owned majority of Hulu. My thought was that Hulu is going to become kind of the stomping grounds for kind of adult entertainment that was owned by Disney. Stuff like Deadpool, stuff.
Okay.
Always Sunny.
Always Sunny. It was just like anything like that that was aimed at an older audience that wouldn't really fit into that Disney, you know, Disney princess kind of atmosphere.
Don't they have the adult Disney Plus?
They do, but not to like
I thought you can put parental controls on Disney Plus.
I think they're wanting to split it up a bit more.
And also there's not really a lot of great adult options on Disney Plus.
No.
Like I've never subscribed to it, but I've had a buddy who I was able to use his account and I had it on my TV and I just found myself not really going on
there. Pirating Disney Plus, I see.
100%.
Well, we 100% condone password sharing over here at Backseat Critics.
There you go. But it's like outside of like The Mandalorian and the Star Wars stuff, I really didn't have anything else to watch on Disney Plus.
You grew up in a different area than us. That's probably why. Because if you went back and watched it, I mean, you have Recess, you have Doug, you have the Mighty Ducks to show.
He's like 5 years younger.
Yeah, but he grew up in a different
era. I wouldn't say that's a different era.
It's 100% different era. He's a different generation.
I am a Gen Zer. I am a Zoomer. And for me, like, for example, when I think of like childhood shows, it's more Cartoon Network for me.
See?
It's Codename Kids Next Door. It's Billy and Mandy. It's
and those were the better shows growing up for each generation. They were 100% the better shows.
But like when I think of Disney Channel as a kid, I think more of the live action stuff, like Hannah Montana, like Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. To a degree, maybe. I actually think Cartoon Network shows are better than anything Disney's made.
I disagree.
For the channel.
Okay, RJ, as someone in your generation, I agree.
With
Cross.
No, you're 100% wrong.
Adventure Time, regular show, Twin Peaks.
Yeah. Twin Peaks.
Not Twin Peaks. What's the other one? It's like a ripoff of Twin Peaks, but the cartoon.
Oh, Gravity Falls?
Gravity Falls, yeah.
Yeah.
That was like towards the end. Like I caught right at the end of that. Like I was already coming.
Gravity Falls is solid.
Is it?
Yeah,
it's 100%
is.
Disney.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whatever. It sucks then. But so for me, yeah, like I look at those old shows on Disney Plus and I'm like,
No.
Like literally I watched
you watched the Mighty Ducks TV show.
No.
There's gargoyles. There's
Oh my goodness.
Jesus.
I watched Luck of the Irish. First thing I did when I got my buddy's Disney login password. See? I watched Luck of the Irish, said
this is why we have a different generation.
I said, I'm good. I don't need anything else from Disney Plus.
Nope.
I don't even rewatch old cartoons. I don't.
No, they're 100%. You know, okay, we're going to go to the live action shows, right?
Okay.
Smart Guy.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. Huh? Great show.
I'm from the same generation as you, RJ.
Smart Guy.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
My family, we watch Smart Guy every night.
Sorry, man. Yeah. I watch HBO Max.
Boy Meets World.
Hey.
That show stinks.
Oh, get out of here.
Girl Meets World
now?
No,
that show stinks. No, I'm talking about Boy Meets World.
Fuller House. Are you going to say that next?
Nope. We are skipping over that. Boy Meets World. Boy Meets World. Great show.
Okay, here. You know better than me. Is Even Steven on Disney Plus?
Yes.
All right. I'd watch Even Steven.
100%. I watched the whole series of it and the movie.
Nah, the movie's funny.
We're worth it.
But did you watch like The Proud Family?
Growing up?
On Disney Plus. Would you watch that? Would you watch that today?
Eventually.
Eventually. That means
I got some other things. Like, I need to watch some Wheel of Time. I need to watch some
See, but that's like, I don't know. I see no value in watching that, though.
Chucky. I need to watch Chucky. I'm getting onto that.
For me, it's like if I watch a show, I'd rather it be something I haven't watched before that's going to make me feel a specific way. Not nostalgia. Like, I want to, like, a new experience.
You know, that nostalgia was great during COVID.
Okay, fair enough.
We had time to burn. It was great.
When you had time to... Fair enough. But great. Now it's like, I don't have time to burn. So if I watch something, I'm very, like, meticulous about what I watch. Like, it has to be above an 8.0 on IMDb. It has to be, like, a season plus. If it's just a season, that's fine. If it's more...
If I'm waiting for a new season of the show to pop out...
If it's on Netflix, it's got to be over 4 seasons because they'll cancel anything under.
That's a good point. Yeah.
I don't mind like popping on like Tailspin or something really quick. If it's just like really quick, if I have nothing.
See, that's okay. This is where that generational gap comes between us. If I'm like, if I got an hour to kill.
Oh, no, not an hour. Let's just say you woke up in the morning.
Uh-huh.
You're working on a TV show. You're all caught up on all your TV shows that you'd like to catch up to, right?
Okay.
You have about a half hour before you got to go to work.
Okay. YouTube.
Yep.
You watch YouTube.
I watch more YouTube than any TV show ever.
Wow. Yep.
I
plug on a TV show that I've watched in the past or cartoon.
I can't. Like, okay. No, because for me, when I watch TV, I have to be fully engaged.
Really?
For me, TV, television, movies, I'm fully engaged. I don't even look at my phone because I'm like, it's a plot. It's written out. I can tell it's like the way it's done. And I want to like be into it. YouTube is so like all... put a YouTube, like an hour long YouTube video or a podcast while I play video games, or if I have 30 minutes to kill or anything like that. Like that's what YouTube's for. So that's why, like I will have a YouTube video playing while I work at my desk.
I guess your YouTube is my nostalgic cartoons.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I think that explains it.
Yeah. Background noise.
Background noise.
All right. We got one more.
Andrew, who's right?
I mean, I'm like split between you because like I do watch more.
Wait. Are you asking who's right? We just made an agreement. Cut it out. Get out of here.
No, I just want to hear Andrew's opinion.
No, I throw on like
if you're folding laundry, Are you putting on a show or are you putting on a YouTube video?
I'm throwing on a YouTube video.
Yeah, exactly. From your feed, right?
Yeah. I'm throwing like Tested or something like that.
Tested?
Like, tell me why Amelia Earhart crashed your plane. You know, like that type of video.
Yeah. Like, I want to learn some random facts.
Or what does first class on Delta's flight
look? St. Jemima's dance or whatever it is. Like, that disease that made people dance back in, like, the 1400s. Like, I want to learn about that stuff while I'm folding my laundry.
I want to watch Doug.
I love Seinfeld. I don't need to see Seinfeld for the 400th time while I'm folding laundry.
Yes, I do.
Can we get back to the Hulu and
yes.
So for you it's a non-factor, RJ.
It's a non-factor.
You think, but $8.6 billion is,
they are trying to monopolize things.
I don't know. I will say this, as someone who doesn't have a Disney Plus subscription, doesn't have a Hulu subscription, because I have cable. If I could get a Disney bundle now with Hulu. I know you can already get it with Hulu included, but if there's a better one, or if they merge Disney Plus with Hulu into one price or one like app, I would be more inclined to get that then.
If they moved Disney Plus's content into Hulu,
or Hulu into Disney Plus,
and just had them as separate things, I'm game.
Yeah, because here's the thing. I do think Hulu is between Disney Plus and Hulu. Hulu is by far the better service.
Yeah. It's easier to navigate.
You have live sports. You have up to date like cable television.
If you pay for that.
Yeah.
That is a premium plan. Right. Yeah.
If you pay for HBO Max, you get all of that content within Hulu. So you don't have to ever leave, which is kind of nice.
What do you mean? Wait, I have Max. What do I get?
So if you pay through as like an add-on through Hulu, you actually get to
through Hulu.
So yeah. I have
okay.
Just makes it a little bit easier.
I have Spotify Premium and I get Hulu through that.
But they don't do that because I had Hulu between that and it was with commercials, which I didn't like.
We do get the commercials, but it's okay. We roll with it. I roll with it. You know,
just
what?
Get cable at that point.
Why? Why would I pay for cable? You know, the only thing I really pay for right now is Disney Plus.
Here's the thing: at the end of the day, if you have Hulu, Disney Plus, Netflix, Max, all this stuff, it's as much as a cable plan.
Let's be honest. Really quick here.
Cable does stink, though.
Just get Vudu and just download what you want or buy what you want.
You're a dirty boy.
Why don't you buy what you want?
Hulu, Disney Plus, and HBO. I'm not.
What's
cable.
The best one? It's Max.
Max has a better content. They have a horrible interface.
Yes.
It's crashes all the time.
Yes.
It's better to watch Max's content from Hulu if and whenever possible. But Max.
I'm going to be the odd one out here. I know I'm going to piss off Cost right here.
No.
Don't do not say Netflix. Do not say Netflix.
Don't say Disney Plus.
Paramount.
Oh, that's even worse than Disney Plus. Oh.
I'm a Paramount guy.
Hey, okay, Koss, so I have Koss. What are your thoughts on being the new co-host of the Backseat
that's
Critics?
So funny. I have such a love hate with Paramount because I literally all summer I was like, man, I need to cancel my Paramount subscription.
RJ, are you Mike 3?
I am Mike 3.
Okay, mute.
Unmute him.
This guy.
The whole summer, I'm like, I need to cancel my subscription. The only reason I have Paramount Plus is because UEFA Champions League is on there. It's the only way to watch UEFA Champions League, which is like, it's the best soccer tournament.
Actually, wait. I'm going to retract my statement of Paramount.
Okay. If you say Netflix.
Peacock.
Ooh, I actually do like Peacock.
All right.
I'm bringing in Peacock. They are coming out.
They've been doing really great stuff.
They've been bringing out more newer movies that are coming out. And they've
like
been,
Mario.
Oh, Strays. That's the Will Ferrell, Jamie Foxx.
Oh, that movie stinks.
That movie's hilarious.
That movie stinks.
Loved it.
Have you watched that? I saw it was cool. They have the whole John Wick collection, and then they have that show.
They do.
I want to watch that show because I do like
Chucky?
The John. I like the John Wick universe.
There's a Chucky show. Yeah, they're the John Wick, the Continental.
That's a show. I think
it's a show within the John Wick universe.
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. I need to catch up on the most recent John Wick movie.
Twisted Metal?
The newest one's actually really solid.
You don't like Twisted Metal?
Nah.
The show or the game?
But Peacock is actually, when it launched, it was caca, but now I can say it's
It's stepping up its game.
I would say I probably watch Peacock. For me, it's like it's ESPN is number one, ESPN Plus, because just the person I am. Then it's Max, and then I'd say it's Peacock.
I actually, if you take away, this is gonna be a hot take. You take away the Prince of Bel Air out of the Fresh Prince universe and just watch it as it is. I enjoy it.
Ew.
I enjoy the Prince of Bel Air, not as like Will Smith, Fresh Prince. I just enjoy the Bel Air show. That's a hot take.
That is. So what's also, Paramount Plus does stink.
I enjoy Survivor.
For reality TV, I guess if you like that.
Oh, that's all I watched when I had appendicitis.
Okay. Yeah, then maybe Paramount isn't bad. But other than that, no good movies. Not because it's CBS, and I hate CBS.
Well, I'm a Survivor fanatic, so.
Okay.
I like Survivor. And then also during NFL season, perfect.
You get one game. You get the local game on Paramount Plus, which is not... They cheaped out on that.
Because
I have cable, so it's like, oh, I can watch on my cable account or I can watch on my Paramount Plus account.
And so I enjoy what I have.
Fair enough. Right. Okay.
Let's get back to it.
You guys are looking at me as if you're waiting for something.
Who's the lead here? Who's the Robert of the show?
So we're going to go into our 1 minute summary.
Okay.
And cool. Costs?
Please not me.
Yes.
Since you are our guest, okay. We're going to go with our man, RJ. Oh,
okay. Gosh, thank God.
No. All right, RJ.
I'm really bad at summarizing stuff.
And I pass it off to Costs.
Nope.
Yes.
Yeah, so it would be unfair for Cost to do it.
That's 100%.
It's going to be too good. All right, RJ, go.
So we have this guy who... Actually, no, rewind. We have this mom...
Still counting against you.
We have this mom who gets a divorce with her kids. Kids set up a mom for a date. Makes her run into him in the grocery store. Turns out he's a vampire. Little boy, the youngest son believes that he's a vampire. Says, oh, he's a vampire. Other two kids don't believe him. Mom goes on a date with him. The other two kids slowly find out, homie's a vampire. At the same note, a Van Helsing's trying to hunt him down. Eventually, he catches him at the house. Mom is under the trance of the vampire. And basically, at the end of the day, they trap him inside the coffin with some steel. Got
10 seconds.
With some silver nails. And the movie ends with him talking in the coffin.
I feel like you skipped over some bits there.
You know what? This is why we call it the 1 minute summary, because it's so quick.
It's a pretty short movie, though. It was like an hour 20.
Something like that.
It's a pretty short movie.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I appreciate that.
Well, you have to remember, it's a Disney Channel original. So with commercials, you're looking at like 2 hours. 2 hours,
yeah.
Ugh.
Pop that popcorn.
But
family around the TV. But
more movies need to take this. Please stop being two and a half hours when you could tell your story in an hour and a half.
That is true.
Don't give Zack Snyder. Take notes from Disney Plus, Disney Channel original.
Look at that.
Stop just those
the Zack Snyder stray right there.
Dude, stop. Had it coming.
Stop those fluff scenes.
All right. We're going to get to our first topic, which means we're going to, I guess, spin that wheel, which goes for a very long time.
He's still spinning. And it's still spinning. In theory. You don't know. It's actually landed on something, but the wheel is going still. And
what does it say?
It says that we're still spinning. And it's done, actually. The spin is done.
Yeah, so we wait for the little blinky light to stop blinking.
Oh. What?
Yeah, no, I built in a little sound effect to make it spin. Yeah, you guys can't hear it, but I can.
He's got headphones in. We ain't that cool.
But our first pick is scenes. We're going to pick our favorite scenes.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. And RJ, since you did the 2 minute summary, you're not going to go first.
Oh.
Koss is.
Oh, wait. Correction. 1 minute summary.
1 minute summary.
Sorry, habit. Whoa.
Sorry. Favorite or what the scenes?
Whoa.
No, just scenes. Just scenes. Okay.
Favorite scenes? Yeah. Scenes. So for me, I mean, I even told you guys before the movie started, but when the, I would say main character, it seems like the middle child boy was the main character. Can't remember his name. Goes into his closet to grab a t-shirt. It's all the same t-shirt, just different colors. That was such a Disney Channel original movie touch. I absolutely loved that. Outside of that, other scene I liked, the car dealership scene, I think was really, really great.
Whoa, wait, hold up.
We do one scene at a time, my man.
Oh man, I apologize.
Yeah. It's
step out of line here.
And then when they put him in the coffin and
whoa.
I'm just gonna steal them all from you.
This has been another episode of Backseat Critics. We're just stopping it here.
You know, we've let this slide in the past with Big and Toyland. When we looked at each other, like, what is going? You know what? J-Mac, actually.
Sorry, I feel like such a robber right now, just taking control.
J-Mac in the past. He flashed forward to this.
That's fine. We're not going to be like Rob. We do one take. This is staying in the episode.
Okay.
Yeah, we ain't no cutty, Bobs.
We'll let you have those two scenes. Why don't you explain that second scene?
That was just one.
We'll let you have that second scene.
You take the t-shirt scene.
Yeah, the t-shirt scene.
Okay.
Specifically, if you guys pick up on the little detail, it is a t-shirt for Headless Horseman, who's the band that they keep talking about that plays at the fall festival or whatever they were going on about.
And those the mom's songs.
It's weird. And then they never show the band, even though the band is such a big
perk. That's what was weird to me is like after watching a certain amount of like these Disney Channel original movies, it's like, okay, at some point you expect like a band that's talked about this much to play during the movie, and instead what we get is a rockabilly band, which is not
an electric guitar.
Oh, you're right.
With an acoustic the guitar. Mom doing her best at singing, and she's like, hey, I haven't sung in 15 years, as if we couldn't tell.
And we couldn't tell that she was actually some celebrity from St. Helens, Oregon all of a sudden.
Yeah, like everyone in the town knew her. They were like, oh, your mom's your mom's Lene Hollins or whatever. Yeah. Oh yeah, we'll take care of that guy. Like all this, your mom's Lene.
Your mom gets
yeah, exactly. But you know, at the end of the day, to keep a movie at an hour 20 minutes, you don't show the Headless Horseman band playing.
No,
you get the rockabilly band.
But honestly, I would have taken them cutting the rockabilly band and showing the Headless Horseman band, which we all know would have either been some new metal band or a ska band. I'm not quite sure, because
it
would have
been a Halloween themed something.
Came out like 2000, so I'm like, maybe I'm a not smut sure. Band. Smut. Yeah. I'm in. Yeah. I'm 100%.
Smut's in right now, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Smut's very in right now. All the girlies read the smut, is what I hear.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
Interesting.
Take a note.
Catch up on your smut.
Yeah.
RJ, favorite scene, please go.
Ooh, he passed out to me. He said, Andrew, nope. I'm actually going to go to that rock concert as my favorite scene.
The rockabilly one?
The rockabilly concert.
Where they have the like...
Where they kick him out.
They have the like leukemia patient Elvis Presley.
I just like where they like brought this guy and he's like, hey, can you go save my... Like this kid's trying to do anything he can to sabotage the date here.
The kid from Spy Kids, yeah.
Anything he can do. Whether that be send up some buff guy or... To say, hey, this guy is stalking my mom. Try to get him out.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it.
You don't touch Lene in that town.
Don't touch. No. She is a national treasure in that town.
This town of...
St. Helens, Oregon.
5,000, 10,000 people. They all know her.
We talked about this while we were watching it. That it was such like a St. Helens, maybe Eugene, like type of town.
Yeah.
Scappoose.
All right.
With a Ferrari dealership.
Out of the blue. Only maybe two people can afford theories. It.
What's the percentage of the budget that they blew on that car?
I don't know. It's the year 2000, so it's probably cheaper
than...
They rented it. They either rented it or it was a fake.
Is it a Jetta with like a chassis thrown over?
A body kit?
Yeah.
Most likely it is just a kit car.
Okay.
Most likely. Otherwise, in 2000, it'd probably be... In 2000, no, a car didn't really sell for over $1 million back then.
They rented
today, though, that car would be like at least $10 million.
Jeez.
They rented that.
Or it was a kid car. Fast and Furious does a lot of kid cars, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Just so you guys wanted to know.
Yeah. Whenever I looked up the facts, which I didn't do for this movie and don't feel like doing now. Yeah, that was something I learned.
Wait, but you while we were watching the movie, you said you couldn't find a budget for the movie?
I could not find a budget.
Even on the Wikipedia page?
Yeah. I looked on Wikipedia. I looked on IMDb.
Maybe it wasn't posted.
Yeah. I mean...
But you saw they kept highlighting that red car.
Yeah.
That car was that was almost like its own character.
I feel like, and this is just a theory.
A game theory.
Just a game theory.
A movie theory.
The director wanted that car.
Or it was his car.
He had the credentials. He had the resume. He's like, hey, let me film this movie. And for this movie, we need this car. Tax write-off paid for by the studio. He's like, hey, movie's done. Why don't I take that car off your hands? Going the old Adam Sandler method.
Maybe. Andrew, favorite scene, please.
Oh man, I was really avoiding this.
How did
Koss
just take over this show?
I'm sorry.
I'm questioning this.
I'm being a big robber right now.
Yeah, you are.
Wow.
I apologize. Please do whatever you want.
I enjoyed the clarification that you're a big robber.
I'm a big robber right now.
My favorite scene is going to be the bit where they drag the coffin down the stairs and into the water.
How did they lift? A coffin's at least 200 pounds. How did they lift that?
Yeah, that was impressive.
And then he's all of what, 5 feet out, 10 feet out into the water?
Yes.
And he can't be touched by the vampire.
Dimitri's given up.
Who can hypnotize people to do whatever they want, like come towards him and also fly.
You saw that clip when like Van Helsing got there, where he like flew across the house.
Yeah.
But the coffin was too far out.
The coffin was like,
it was a whole 5 feet out.
All I've learned out of this whole thing is
he got the kid to shuffle towards him with just like staring at him and be like, hey, you're going to come towards me so I can bite you. It's like, oh, it's some water. Oh, I can't do it. I can't do it right now. Well, it's inconvenient.
Vampires can't do the steeplechase anymore.
Yeah, I was asking that during the movies. Like, what's the size of body water that the vampire can't cross?
2 feet deep. Steeplechase.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know.
Steeplechase.
I feel like the writers for this movie didn't know either.
They were making rules up as they were going.
Yeah. Just scene by scene. All right. Koss?
Scene number two. I'll say the dealership scene. As someone who works in the auto industry to a degree, as well as knows a lot of people that are salesmen, I thought that scene was really well done. Where the greasy car salesman comes in. And he's like, when I saw you pull up to the lot, I knew this was the car for you. And then he used a clipboard to start a fire.
Yeah.
Impressive.
That was weird.
Cool. That was cool. And then he ends the scene, of course, where it's like, yeah, he bought the red one. He's like, of course it was red.
Yeah.
I like that scene. That scene was like peak 2000s straight to cable movie.
All right, RJ,
my number two scene is actually going to be the very beginning of the movie where they actually have like a fake vampire movie going on.
Are you looking up scenes right now?
Huh? No, I'm actually looking up awards from this movie right now.
There's awards for this.
Yeah, believe it or not.
No.
I'm trying to figure out how this... They had four nominees. I'm not trying to... I don't know what awards it was in one winner. And the one winner of this movie is actually...
a Razzie.
I don't know. It's actually the little brother in the movie. He won the best TV movie, comedy or drama, young actor award for age under 10 or under. And I want to know what award this is.
I feel like I should win. Competition was.
I feel like we should win an award for a movie review based in Portland, Oregon, that's been running for under 2 years.
100%. I don't know how that happened.
That's such a specific award.
Very specific.
So that's what I'm looking up. I was just like, how did this...
And I'm curious what the other nominees were.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you right now, actually.
Oh.
So, best performance in a TV movie, comedy, leading young actor was actually the middle child, the older brother in this movie. Best performance in a TV movie, comedy, leading young actress would have been the sister. Mm-hmm. And then also as well, best family TV movie cable series was the show or the movie.
Mm.
Meh.
Anyways, I'm working on this straw.
Mm-hmm.
My number two scene was the beginning of the movie, though.
The fake vampire movie.
I actually kind of like, I was like,
I kind of hate you for taking that, but yeah, I was really hoping that the rest of the movie was going to be like that level of like
cheesiness and corniness.
Cheesiness and yeah.
You thought that was going to like start out where you're like, ooh, like, that's like, going to be the vampire was, and he's going to continue on.
It was like good
on.
Enough, but like bad enough. Like, okay, yeah, this is going to be the movie.
That's going to be the vampire that's going to come back and take like, them
all.
Way
better than the movie. Yeah.
He gets
oh, yeah.
There's a Van Helsing in this that's going to try to get after him and I can see that.
That vampire looked like somebody that would file him on taxes.
Yeah, that was a bad vampire.
Yeah.
That looked like Ray Donovan.
Thank you. 100%. Thank you.
I was trying to place him. Thank you.
Yes.
Like just
Liev Schreiber.
Like, yeah, exactly. Liev Schreiber.
Did you guys ever see was it Liev Schreiber in it was Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson in
I only know him, I'll be honest, as Wolverine. Not Wolverine, sorry. Wolverine's brother.
So
Beast.
No, there's like a 1990s movie.
Sabretooth, yeah.
It's a maybe it's not Tom Hanks. It's Steve Martin, Rita Wilson, Liev Schreiber, and some other people. But Liev Schreiber is a he's a crossdresser through the whole movie.
Sick.
And dude goes all out at it.
Good.
It's awesome.
Okay.
Worth a watch just for that.
Mm.
And then watch that back to back with like Ray Donovan or him and X-Men. So my number two scene is going to be the bits. I really hate that you took that opening scene, RJ. Yeah. I really hate that you took that opening scene. Is going to be the bit where the little kid sticks up to the vampire.
Smacks him on the back of the head with a
because
steak.
We have the thing to not stop the steak. Vampire, which is to stab the guy. And
or
we're
garlic.
Not, right. And we're not Holy even water. Doing that. We're not even doing that. We're just like
hitting
the guy
head.
On the head.
He was hitting him on the back of the head.
Pretty hard.
That's pretty funny though.
That could have killed him.
Yeah.
No.
Also the vampire the kept picking up that wooden steak.
You think that wouldn't kill you?
Depends how strong the kid is.
That as an 8-year-old kid.
Okay.
At most.
Question. How big of a wooden stake does it have to be? Does a splinter work?
It's not like a 2-by. No, you actually have to stab him. It's got to go through him.
Does it?
Yes. I've watched enough vampire shows to watch this.
See,
it's got to
no,
go through him. It's got to go through the heart.
I don't think there's any like established thing to say it's got to go through them.
Vampire
I think that's
lore,
just...
it's got to go through the heart with a wooden stake.
No.
Yeah, look it up. It's vampire lore.
Disagree. Ooh.
Oh, it has to go through their has to go through their heart.
That's lame.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I've watched the originals. I've seen this. I know what I'm talking about.
But you like that scene with
it twice.
The little shit kid? You like that?
I was a little too hydrated through the rest of it, so
look cool ranch.
I thought the fight scene was better than that.
Cut it out. The kid was hilarious.
So why don't you go for that for your number two or three?
I should have, maybe. I don't know. That's my number three.
Okay.
Do we get three scenes?
Yeah, we get three scenes.
Oh, okay. My final favorite scene is the fight scene, if you can call it that.
Yeah, sure.
because it was weird.
two minute fight at best.
2 minute
he
fight.
Just slaps a vampire on the butt on the way out.
You don't really see vampires look like that, like weird. him flying through the house, going outside, like going through the door. They close the door.
I do appreciate that they kept the movie under an hour and a half by cutting out all the times the vampire could have walked across the room by just having him blur across it.
Yes.
You saved us a good 30 seconds here and there.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Or in the bushes. He went in the bushes and grabbed the
oh, yeah.
The kid out.
See, he could smell her then, but he couldn't smell her when he got kicked out of the club, right?
I feel like a different writer wrote each scene and they weren't in contact with each other.
Yeah. There are so many, like, yeah.
We'll get back to it.
Oh, man.
RJ. All
right. My number three scene. Ooh.
Taking too long here.
I know I am. I'm trying to think about this real quick. I'm going to say the supermarket.
That is a good scene, actually.
Yeah, actually.
There's something about it. Something about that scene.
Where at first you see the guy in the trench coat and you're like, oh, this is definitely going to be the guy that she's going to be trying to meet up with her.
It's an interesting scene because they're like just going around trying to find out who the guy is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that that's the scene. Kind of a little comedic, slightly.
Comedic?
Comedic. Think about all the potential things had. There's lots of guys looking for Pampers. In that supermarket.
Ew.
Pampers and grapes.
Whoa.
You know what? They're looking for some Cool Ranch Doritos.
I don't think they had those in 2000.
Yeah, they did.
You think?
Yeah, yes. Yes.
As far as I'm concerned, those
fun
got...
fact, actually, Doritos made in Disneyland.
Doritos made in Disneyland?
Mm-hmm. There's a restaurant that made Doritos.
You just made Doritos not taste good.
They're made in Disneyland.
What year?
According to what I'm being told, is 1986 when Cool Ranches came out.
Oh, and that's why it stinks.
It's actually made by there's a Hispanic restaurant in Disneyland, and that's where Doritos was made.
Oh, I heard it came from a Hispanic restaurant. Didn't know it was in Disneyland.
It was in Disneyland. Actually, they have a really good lime chip. Lemon lime chip that I recommend trying.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a lemon lime Dorito.
Is that
RJ Mexican restaurant in Disneyland?
Seriously, dude, come on.
We get it.
Is that restaurant still in Disneyland?
100%. Rancho del Zacala.
It's still there?
Yeah, it's right behind Thunder Mountain. Right
and
next
do
to
they
Thunder
sell
Mountain.
Freshly made Doritos there?
Not Doritos, but they sell their lemon lime chip there.
Okay. RJ, until we're paid by Disneyland, please.
Personally, I think Legoland's better.
What's that?
I've always wanted to go.
Legoland's way better than Disneyland.
I've never been.
When I was a kid, I went to both. Last time I went to Disneyland, when I was 12, and I liked Legoland more.
Okay.
That's fine, but you know.
You're a shill for Disney?
I just fell for the biggest mouse trap.
At 12 years old, I was like, Legoland feels way more age appropriate to me.
I used to do the Lego magazines back in the day as a kid.
As a 31-year-old man, RJ. Legoland should still feel more age appropriate than Disneyland.
Not these days.
Nothing is sadder than going through Disneyland and seeing. Never mind.
You know what?
It's okay.
Actually, really quick, I'm actually saddened by Lego because now their sets are like $600.
They're super expensive.
They're so expensive.
Well, they're marketing so much to adults now where they have like the art collection, the floral, the botanical collection,
mm-hmm.
The architecture.
Yep. The car ones.
Yeah.
I get the car ones and I'm like.
The car ones are
or
sick.
Or scenes from a movie
or like a TV show.
Yeah, like they did Friends, Seinfeld.
Yep. Or like the ones where you like do like a Van Gogh painting in Legos.
Yeah.
Expensive.
They're very expensive, but goddamn, they're awesome.
They're so good.
They're awesome.
They're so good.
Yeah.
So my third favorite scene is going to be the rockabilly scene.
That was his favorite.
That was my number one.
Your face.
You know, the guy with the electric guitar that has like the size of an acoustic. You got some stuff to cut out later. It's going to be fantastic while you're going through this.
Come on, Andrew. Favorite scene.
Well, he's got to write this down so he knows where to cut out. Andrew, we're going to cut it out right here.
I was really counting on that.
Oh, come on. My there guy, are so many good see? Scenes.
Okay.
Were there?
Okay, let's be honest. Silver Nails?
No.
That was a good one.
No.
Silver Nails?
No.
What about when they're eating
the sandwich?
He shares the sandwich. That was a cute sandwich. Scene.
That's actually where I was going to go.
Hey.
That's where I was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Sandwiches are delicious. I appreciate the conversation. I love the kid asked, did your mom make this for you? And the guy had to explain, no, I don't live with my mom.
I live in hotels.
Yeah. Which is brings up other questions.
Way worse.
How does he not know Lynette? I'd rather he lived
with his mom.
How has he not met her yet?
That's when you know.
Look at me like that, RJ. I'm not cutting that.
But do you think that's foreshadowing?
Lynette.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be his son?
Oh.
Yeah, that's a big question. Is Ben Helsing going to date the mom?
100%.
They did mention that at the very end.
They actually got a date at the end of the day.
Yeah,
Lynette's been around, let me tell you, especially in the last 24 hours.
she doesn't date, but she just sees other people.
Yeah.
Was, I think, what she said.
Yeah. I see the Silk Robe, Lynette. All right. I've seen the X videos. yeah, she was quick to get another date on the books.
Yeah.
She's after that bad date. She's like, next.
I think in her book, it wasn't even a bad date.
She's quite bad.
I like how she's like, hey, you're a great guy. I just don't see any future in this. You want to go ride some bumper cars?
Yeah.
Like, and try to continue the date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Next topic.
All right.
Spin the wheel.
Need to get set up some sort of speaker here so you guys can hear.
Oh no, this wheel just takes forever. And it spins forever.
RJ, feel free to find another wheel if you want.
Yeah, it's still spinning.
Oh yeah, no, it's,
there it
it's
is.
Done.
There it
it's
is. Done. We're done. We're done.
Next scene, characters.
Okay.
Since you went first.
No!
RJ, you'll be going after me.
Okay. Okay, stay at my number two role.
Just don't take my favorite Robin. Character.
Take his favorite character. Take his favorite character. Take it now. Take it. Take him now.
I actually don't know who his favorite character is.
Take him now. Take it. Take
but
it,
I'm going to go with the vampire.
Oh my
Whoa,
gosh.
Whoa, really?
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Why?
Yeah, why?
Because the dude was so...
No.
Suave.
No.
Rico Suave.
The guy was so...
No.
Such a tryhard on like trying to like...
Pass.
Be all... Shut up, RJ. was like trying so hard to be like romantic to this chick.
Yeah.
And then like when she's like, no, not feeling it. He goes like full raper mode.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's just like, yeah, no, you're mine now. You're hypnotized. You're coming home. And it's like, why didn't you start with that?
We're going to hit that grape van.
And he's my favorite because
he did that.
He's just... So inconsistent and so stupid.
He was not him.
No.
He wasn't him.
Become another person.
Also,
become another
what's
person.
What's with the British accent?
Yeah, that was...
He spent usually, some time in Britain. Usually you at least do like, maybe like a...
He did a study
I want
abroad.
To suck your blood.
Yeah, you like know? A fake like German accent, maybe.
Some an Eastern European accent, maybe.
Like Eastern European would make more sense.
Come back to my castle.
German's like kind of what you hear a lot.
Yeah.
But he's just like, no, I'm just doing British. That's just what I do. I feel like they told him like, hey, you're going to do European accent.
All right. So I'm going to come in with my number two. That's going to be the Van Helsing character.
Damn it.
AKA.
You knew that was my favorite.
Lizzie McGuire's dad.
Yeah.
He ate the sandwich.
AKA Robert. Carradine,
aka Carradine. Sandwich Eater,
Robert Carradine,
aka Man in Trench Coat.
Part of the good. Part of the Carradine family.
Good.
Yeah, he was
solid.
He was good.
We found out Lizzie McGuire's dad does that night.
He was him.
Who wore it better, him or Justin Timberlake?
Now here's my real question:
Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell.
She wore it better.
Yeah.
Who's a better Van Helsing? Him or Hugh Jackman?
Hugh Jackman.
Never seen.
He's got the looks.
I actually like that movie quite a bit. He's Van Helsing. That's like a guilty pleasure movie of mine.
Really?
That would have been way better to watch than Mom's Day with a Vampire, I'll say.
Why
that.
Why didn't we start with that?
Well, it's because it's actually a good movie.
It's actually like a decent movie.
And we review movies that you should still steer clear of, Andrew.
Yeah, but we saw Five Nights at Freddy's last week.
A movie you should steer way the clear of.
Steer what? What?
Way the clear
yeah.
of.
Yeah.
Not around there.
So what I'm hearing is the next time Cost guest stars, you should watch Ben
Helsing. Well, there's a lot.
There's a lot of Cost.
We got to do a sports movie next time just to make Andrew uncomfortable.
Or the Titans. Rebound.
More along the lines of bench warmers.
Rebound.
Blow?
I want bench warmers.
Basketball.
I love that's another guilty pleasure movie, man.
Basketball.
But anyways. So Hugh Jackman better have Van Helsing?
Yes. You don't watch as basketball?
No, I don't watch basketball. I'm trying to think, are there any other Van Helsings in movies?
Peter Cushing played him for years and years.
In what?
Just like any vampire movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. From like maybe like the late 50s, early 60s through like the 70s.
There's the early.
There's
Bram Stoker's Dracula and those sorts of things too. That there's different.
Oh, yeah.
That came through.
Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah.
Anthony Hopkins. I did not like him.
There's different.
In that. I enjoy the movie.
Well, wait.
Mostly, but I didn't like
actually
him.
Stan Van Helsing.
I switch it. Okay.
No, actually, that's the scary movie they created. Stan Van Helsing.
I got
terrible
really,
movie. Might be a future episode.
I got really excited about was it Interview with a Vampire? Not the TV show, but the original movie,
the Tom Cruise one.
Yeah, learning that like, oh hey, it takes place in Louisiana. Thinking that hey, maybe it's going to be some hicks in Louisiana playing like Deliverance, but they're vampires. But it wasn't anything like that. That's really disappointing. That's all I got, guys. All
right, Cass, what's your number one character?
Well, it was Van Helsing, but since you took him, he's not my number one anymore.
Stolen.
And that's okay. I'll say my number one character is the sister.
Okay.
Because she somehow rode a bike with a skirt on, which I thought was really impressive. And she played the dumb blonde character really, really well in the movie.
Okay.
Even
we're
the damsel
run out of characters fast.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do some obscure characters.
And you know what? She looked like the mom. So for that, I thought she did a great job of doing the role. I hate everyone in this movie. I hate every single character in this movie.
Why? It's a great movie, Koss.
It is a phenomenal movie. Your movie. I chose the movie.
Yeah, you did. He's had his name on this movie for almost a year.
Yeah, and it's a phenomenal movie. I just forgot that they had hired like the worst people ever to be in it.
Yes.
So my number two.
Yes.
Is going to be.
Yes.
The big muscle guy that kicks the Dracula guy.
Samoa Joe?
Samoa Joe.
Can you imagine if it was Samoa Joe? That'd be a 10 times better movie.
That's hilarious.
Kicked the vampire out of the club.
Dude, he beat a vampire up.
Yeah.
Good for him.
You know, the vampire was like, convinced the other buff guy to like walk away or that he's being blown away. He's convinced like kids that he's like, hey, you're going to come towards me. You okay over there?
She got the hiccups. The jackal got the hiccups.
If you're going to talk, grab a mic.
She got the hiccups.
The club owner.
But yeah, basically like the bouncer.
Yeah, and he knew about Lynette.
He knew about Lynette. He's like,
oh, of course, Lynette Hansen's your mom.
He's like, is this creep a threat? All right. Well, who's he threatening? Oh, your mom, Lynette. Oh, Lynette. Yeah. 1998. July. I remember her well.
Fishy.
Your right. younger brother, actually my son.
Okay, club owner.
Awkward. Oh, Andrew wants a piece of candy, is what he's trying to say. What kind of piece of candy? Okay. My number two character is going to be, I'm going to have to make the other half of the same. Holy shnikes.
Fastball.
Talk about a league of their own.
She just threw that.
I'm over here.
Milky Way?
Oh, jeez. Oh. We got a man. Oh, my oh. gosh.
What? Another right. one. Another one. Open it this time.
Smacked in the chest. We're going to have to clean this up later. Stop throwing candy.
If you're going to talk, grab a fucking mic.
That was fire.
Anyways, we're going to talk about my guy with the other half of the sandwich, just the little brother, as the number two character.
Really?
Yes. That man saw the vampire as who he is.
The kid knew.
He knew.
He also was the only one that saw him turn into a bat outside of the supermarket.
That's true. Instead of going into the van, he's like, well, I kind of wish he went into the rape van because that would have been less of a red flag.
Yes. So he was an innocent little kid and he won an award as for the character he played. So congratulations to him. Number two character.
Solid.
My number three?
No, hold up. We skipped the man. You can't just skip the guest. We have a guest.
Head ass.
He picked this movie.
I'll do the middle brother, aka the kid from Spy Kids. Because
the main character.
The main character. In my opinion, he was the main character of the movie. He's the main character. You know, he's the Superman at the end of the day. At first he was a little annoying.
And then at the end, he was and a little bit more annoying.
Still a little annoying.
Still a little annoying. Definitely like a booger eater, I'd say. On a scale of 1 to 10, this guy's a booger eater.
Yep.
But I love the fact that he had the same shirt with the band that we never got to meet.
That was fantastic.
And was not
expecting that.
I love his deep knowledge of monsters and cryptids.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say about whatever his name is.
My number three is going to be the babysitter.
Why?
They wrote her in as a horrible babysitter.
And she was.
She forgot about the kids, and we forgot about her.
Oh my god!
It was a perfect storm.
How much screen time do you think she got?
A minute,
30 seconds.
Turns out that was like young Emma Stone. That was Lizzie McGuire.
I honestly thought that was like the older sister with pigtails for a second. I'm like, oh wait, no.
That would have been hilarious. It was the same actor.
After she was off the screen, I was like, oh, that was a babysitter.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I was like, oh wait, no, that wasn't the older sister. That was the babysitter.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they just never touch on her again. Cause she's, I guess, staying at the house, assuming the kids are still there.
She probably went home.
I guess.
She's like, oh, the kids left.
I don't know how she got like paid in all this. Did she get paid by the brother and the sister?
I'm more curious about how she's doing her taxes.
She's not.
Do you think she gets royalty checks?
Nope.
Whether she's a W-2, a W-4 employee, like I need to make sure those taxes are paid. Not for long.
All right.
Sorry. My number three character is going to be actually the car salesman in the movie.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think, yeah, he is just, that man was hustling and selling cars all day.
Oh, yeah.
Lights are up and he is still selling.
It was dark. I don't know if I've ever seen a car deal in the middle of the night.
I bought a car in the middle of the night one time.
Damn.
Yeah, or just sketchy like that.
It was scratched.
It was not. You know what? It's from a dealership, and they actually called me and said, hey, you got to return the car because we actually weren't able to secure a loan for you, and we walked away with it.
Oh, man.
It was a
did you take it back?
I did. I was like, why you guys, we agreed to this price. Mm-hmm. I was like, why would you agree to this price if you didn't secure it?
That's weird.
It was really weird. It's actually from like a well-known dealership too. So I was really weird.
Do you want to say their name? Expose them.
No, but it rhymes with Boyota.
Oh. Boyota. But what's like the name of the dealership?
Boyota of Gladstone.
Oh, okay. All right.
Here, I'm not sure about my translation skills, but I think that was Toyota of Gladstone. We'll tag them down below in the description.
Ew. That's funny.
All right, Cos.
Are there even any more characters?
Yeah.
Go for it.
I'm going to say the teacher. The teacher that makes the main character get in front of this the class and read his paper. I just think, especially in today's world where we have teachers on strike to get better wages, she was a prime example of a good teacher.
I agree with that. Teachers deserve more.
Yeah. And really, me saying that, it just emphasizes the fact that I did not like the mom as a character.
The mom is horrible.
The mom is Sabrina the Teenage Witch, is aunt.
Yeah. No,
let's not sell her short on that.
Funny is the way she plays Sabrina's aunt is the same way she played the mom.
100%.
So it makes me worry that that's just her acting style.
100%.
And that's concerning.
Isn't that how she plays? Like every, I think that is her acting style. I think she plays every character I've seen her in anything like that.
And the crazy thing is, she's not that old today. From what you showed, she's 50.
Not that old.
50 something.
Yes.
So she was 30 something when this movie came out, but she looked like she was like 40 something.
She looked, yeah.
She looked like a mom.
That means she was probably in her. She was in her 20s.
I was thinking like 30s.
Or no, she would be in her 30s, yeah.
Because she's like late 50s now.
Well, no, she was it 52 or something like that?
Oh, she only 52? I thought she was 59.
Okay, maybe she was 59. Let's look it up really quick. Anyways,
I think the...
What's our next topic?
The babysitter has done a whole host of stuff.
Oh, you found the babysitter?
I actually saw that she was in another movie.
Joanne Boland?
Yes.
Is her name?
She's actually in another Disney movie too.
Boolin Boolin.
Phantom of the Megaplex.
Phantom of the Megaplex.
Phantom of the
Megaplex.
She's
also in Land of the Dead and Saw 4.
Ew.
Yeah.
And she's back actually.
And she's still
in that Netflix series Lock and Key.
Oh.
Anyways.
All right. So let's move on here. For our last topic,
which I'm not even going to spin the wheel for because it's set or what moments, and I don't even want to talk about sets.
Oh, okay. So we can talk about what moments.
We're going to talk what moments.
Okay.
And Cos, we're going back to you. RJ doesn't get his first turn this time.
So moments, what's the difference between this and scenes?
What moments are just like just moments that made you go, what the? What?
No, small
moments. It could be like interactions.
You said it wrong. It's moments that made you go, what?
Oh.
It's just like small interactions. It doesn't have to be a full scene.
Just
like, a moment that made you like scratch your head and like, all right, what?
Like, can you go first?
For instance, let's put an example real quick. Babes in Toyland. Back to our episode on Babes in Toyland.
Oh, don't take me back.
How they sing the Cincinnati song.
Back.
And all of a sudden they're able to cure and fight off this monster disease just by singing a song about Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So that is a what moment.
I had to watch that movie on 2x speed, by the way.
Good man.
Like halfway through, I'm like, I can't.
Why?
I watched it on 2 or maybe 3x speed.
It's a fantastic movie.
I could not.
Stay hydrated.
Watch it again.
I could not. Okay, Andrew, please go first.
All right. So my number one what moment was when the little kid's red flag was when the guy turned into a bat instead of getting into the van.
Really good CGI.
It's fantastic. I mean, just as good as stuff in The Mummy.
It's actually kind
of
like...
Or Avatar. Way of Water.
Cos.
Why that scene? What made you go, what?
Because I guess the kid
was...
He got it.
He knew what's up.
Because I guess the kid was like, oh, hey, I'm going to watch this guy get into the van and that'll be okay. But then he turned in the back and he's like, oh, hold up here.
I love the way he dropped his groceries before he turned into the bat.
I didn't even catch that.
He threw the groceries.
I was so focused on him just turning into this like gelatinous blob. Mm-hmm.
This massive bat.
They just smeared him into this
bat.
Yeah. Enormous bat.
That turned into like a normal
size. Who I guess can't
bat.
Fly over water of any size.
Hey. You're asking too many questions.
All right, Kyle, what's your number one?
My number one. What moment? Oh, dang, I had it. Now I'm having a brain fart.
Brain toots.
We believe in you, man. if you want to skip, you can skip. We'll go to RJ, and then we can come back.
Yeah, go to RJ and come back to me. Oh, my gosh.
All right, my number one brain fart moment. some people in this house, or some people in this podcast. Number one moment, what moment is actually going to be where he can smell the sister inside the bush, but he couldn't smell the sister inside the house. You're outside. I feel like there'd be different aromas floating through the air. Like, why would you be able to smell the sister outside compared to inside where you should have been like, oh yeah, sister wasn't here.
Yeah, that was a strange one. And that kind of goes back to the whole like water thing too, where it's like selective powers, I feel like.
Kind of.
Selective plot armor.
Do you think that the other townsfolk can like walk into a room and be like, Lynette was here?
I mean, Ivan News can smell like teenagers. Ivan News can smell like teenagers, so it's possible. You know, St. Helens, Oregon has got the nose for Lynette.
Damn. And yes, Andrew, I do think the whole town can smell her. All right, mine came back to me.
Yeah, that's
go for
team.
It.
The spoon scene. The spoon.
Oh, on the nose?
Yeah. That was the most like...
I thought they were going to go with like, oh, the spoon's silver or something like that. But they're like, oh, no, it's on the nose.
And there's like so many like folk stuff you could probably like find with like vampires or whatever. But for like to them to just make up something on, you know, on the spot technically about like a spoon. I don't know. That was.
While you're watching it, I was kind of really hoping for him to be like, oh, here's a piece of garlic bread.
Right.
Like that would
they're in like an Italian restaurant where he's eating spaghetti.
Yeah. Here's a piece of garlic bread.
Like, and they could have like done a play on that really.
Yeah.
The only garlic thing they did was when they're like, oh, and would you like garlic bread? And he's like, no.
Yeah. That would have been cool. It was like, here's a piece of garlic bread.
Yeah. You know, or like, oh, hold my cross for me, you know?
Yeah.
See, I think they could have skipped a chunk of this movie if they're like, hey, we know he's not a vampire, quote unquote. We'll just have him eat a piece of garlic bread. We're in an Italian restaurant. And he's like, no, I can't. I'm allergic. And the mom brushes off as allergic. And the kids are like, hold up. This guy's a vampire.
Let's just go Salem Witch Child days. And just be like, let's just stab him through the steak.
He's not a woman.
No, it's okay. Let's just stab him in the heart with a steak. And let's just see what happens.
If he dies,
he's not a vampire.
That's fair. Okay.
Salem
Witch Child ways.
Yeah. But yeah, I'll say the spoon scene was weird and awkward.
All right, Andrew, number two scene. Go.
The scene right after they introduce the vampire, the babysitter, when I realized the babysitter wasn't the sister. Cause I was like,
back to the babysitter.
She had a role in this. Where was she through 99% of the movie?
That's your what scene? It's just her not being in the movie?
How did she lose the little brother?
How did she lose them? Mm-hmm. Also, why'd she look so much like the older sister with pigtails?
I feel like she's like the babysitter from Incredibles, but a lot worse.
No. Do not insult the babysitter from the Incredibles like that. Do not insult
the babysitter from The Incredibles like that. She is a rock star, and she was amazing. You handed it to me wrong.
From right here.
Well, shut up. I don't care.
Okay. I don't know if you catch that or not, but it's okay. The jackal talked.
Bye, 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 bye.
I'm just going to put in a like a banshee screeching sound effect.
Jackal. All right. Well, my number two scene is actually going to be the concert. Rock Hall, hillbilly rock concert thing that they went to in St. Helens, Oregon.
That's your what Ooh, moment?
Can we actually look
1,000%
up where this movie was filmed?
Yeah, we can.
1,000% is my what moment. Why would it not be my what moment?
I was just curious.
What do you... Okay, why would you not say about it?
Because that's a scene.
And it's also a what moment.
Is a scene a moment? How long does a moment last? Because that scene was like 5 minutes.
Okay. There's a couple things about this
For
one.
For me, a moment's like
first of all, they don't
30 seconds.
Okay, I'll touch about this real quick. There's a couple things in this.
Oh, jeez.
Yes. The first part.
Yeah, Cos is even shaking his head.
We never knew that Lynette was like a rock like legend in this town.
She's not.
Apparently she is.
There's a reason she hasn't sung in 15 years.
But so she's like a platinum record artist in this town for some reason. And they knew the song like oh yeah, we're the band in this town. Yeah. Sun wears the shirts, but they knew how to rock out to her songs.
No, you guys are never gonna guess where this movie was filmed.
Second off, what's okay?
Second part of this scene though is that guy's guitar. That electric guitar is huge, and it's weirding me out still.
Yeah,
that thing is like the size of an acoustic. It should not be for an electric. I've never seen electric that fat, that thick.
It exists.
I know they do, but that was crazy to see. All right, Mr. Koss, number two.
Do you guys want to guess? So you said Connecticut?
At your house.
Indiana.
Toronto.
Oh. No joke.
Toronto okay. And okay. Mississauga. Mississauga, yeah.
Canada?
No, sorry. Mississauga, Ontario.
Okay. Okay. Canada's got massive write-offs for film companies. Ew. That film. Film in Canada and also use a Canadian crew for production companies. So I guarantee you if that was passed by the time, Disney was taking advantage of it.
Okay. And it only took 2 months. Ooh, 2 months to film. May and June of 2000.
They took 2 months to film this?
Yeah.
Not a week.
It says May to June 29th.
That's rough. That's rough. It took them 2 months to film.
You're surprised it took that long?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, my second what moment is when the sister is captured by Dimitri the vampire. And she gets her phone call and she picks it up. And it's her lover. And... she's like, yeah, I'm a little busy right now. And then Dimitri takes the phone and throws it away. And
that's a good one.
It was kind of like, literally made me...
I love that there was a moment where he's like, he looks like he's trying to figure out how to hang it up and he can't. And so he just throws it.
Yeah, classic Romanian move right there.
Dude's British.
I don't know what he is at this point because they started speaking in tongues at one point that was like not a real language.
Oh, when Van Helsing,
yeah.
They're like, speak something that sounds Latin.
Yeah, some fake Latin. But that literally made me go, what? That was my reaction to that. Just what? 10 out of 10 would hit.
All right.
Now or then.
Who? What?
Awkward.
Both.
All right, Mr. Andrew, let's wrap it up. Number three, let's go.
So mine's actually going to be right at that time. With that coffin in the water.
That's a good one. That was actually going to be my next one.
Ooh. I know it was up there for me with scenes. But come on, dude. You hypnotize people to come towards you. You turn into a bat and all of a sudden you're like, kid's 5-10 feet out.
He couldn't hypnotize the kid to paddle back.
Yeah, exactly.
like it's, I said, it's like, oh, selective man. Powers. Selective powers.
So why can't you walk, why can't you walk
the kid's
away?
Too strong for head? Me.
Hmm? Why can't you turn your head on him?
That what?
If he's gonna hypnotize, why can't you turn your head on him?
Because then he'll jump on your back. I don't know.
break your mom's back.
Rape vibes going up.
Well, I think you don't have to look at him for him to hypnotize you.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's a thing.
I feel like Lynette wasn't looking at him when
I thought. No, they looked. She was looking right at his eyes.
But then he like went behind her, didn't he?
I don't think the strong guy in the club was looking at him.
No, he was.
Also,
he said you're about to go home. Eye to eye contact.
Also, I mean, maybe it's gonna be one of your what moments. So maybe I'll save it. But the bouncer that kicked him out, why didn't he hypnotize that guy? He made clear eye contact with that guy.
He just got mad. He said,
"My number
xvideos.com."
Three what moment is actually going to be the scene where he gets actually kicked out of the club.
Okay.
Bends the bikes.
Uh-huh.
Obviously knows that somebody is in that alley.
Oh, knows it's the daughter.
And walks up the wall anyways.
He's like, hey, watch this power. I'm never going to use again.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was just like, what? You knew that somebody's there. He looked around like, hey, somebody's here. He even smirked. Like,
yeah, literally, he did smirk.
He's like, somebody's here.
Yeah, he's like,
check this out.
I'm going to do my Spider-Man.
Check out this kickflip.
Watch these sick effects from Disney Channel original movies.
And he lead up the wall.
Yep. All right. Number three, Costas.
My what moment? The fact that the brother sold his sister. He sold his sister for that date with that guy that she didn't like just for the ticket to go see the Headless Horseman.
Yep.
I was like, what, man? I can't believe you did that to your sister.
You can't believe that this kid did that to his sister.
I was just, dude, I was dumbfounded.
Dude's got a wardrobe of that shirt.
I was dumbfounded that he would tell the guy he could go on a
He's
date with his sister.
He's got a t-shirt of that one band. And you're like, that's weird. He would set someone up for tickets to this band.
I was blown away by his audacity in that moment. And how bad of a mother Lynette was.
Yes.
That was my biggest what moment, maybe.
It's kind of actually crazy that she didn't realize
Lynette
that.
Lynette was a great mom to everyone else in town.
Her ex-husband's getting married and she never knew.
That too. I wish they would have brought the ex-husband into the movie.
And then saves them from the vampire.
And then they get back in together.
Oh, yeah. Wow. How cliche.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Plot though. Twist. The ex-husband is the club owner.
Oh! Actually, I feel like Lynette is like Cartman's mom from South Park. If you catch that reference at all.
Yeah. She's been around town.
I think so. I thought that's what we were saying.
No, 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 no. Nobody knows who Cartman's dad is.
I thought that's what we were saying.
No, 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 no. We get that she's been around town. But we obviously know in this movie who the kids' parents are.
Do we?
Do we? Maybe Dimitri was the dad.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, okay. Better movie idea?
Better movie idea. You can't make this movie better.
What if the vampire was ex-husband and she just wasn't good enough to be vampire?
Oh, wait.
He
hypnotizes
person.
Her to forget everything.
And the kids.
And the kids.
Also.
And the only person that knows
is the little brother.
Lynette's brother.
The babysitter.
The dog.
The dog.
The dog. The dog's the only one. There's no dog in this movie, by the way, but this dog knows.
All right.
The car salesman knows.
Top 10 vampire movies?
Top 10.
I don't know if I can name 5.
I can. I can do this.
You can name
that
a top.
I like.
You can name a top 10 of your vampire movies?
I think not top 10 vampires.
So movies. Number one, what? Go ahead, please. If you can name your top whatever. It doesn't have to be 10.
What We Do in the Shadows, number one.
That is number one for me too.
Twilight?
Twilight does not make my top.
Twilight doesn't make the top 10.
No.
What about that one new one with Nicolas Cage?
Oh, Renfield?
Renfield's fantastic. Yes, Renfield's
in there.
Yeah, Renfield's good.
I haven't seen that one.
Is it on Paramount?
Peacock.
Peacock, okay.
Peacock stepping up.
I will watch fantastic. That movie. I'll watch Renford.
And then, actually, okay, you know what? I'll go a little further. Lost Boys. Lost Boys is up there for me.
Not my jam.
Okay.
Love not Lost my jam. Boys.
Nosferatu?
No.
Van Helsing?
Which one? Van Helsing's up there, yes.
Dracula and the Seven Brothers?
Hotel Transylvania?
Get out of here.
No.
This is the last episode that Koss is on.
What's that one that
you guys want to know something about Romanians and vampires?
What's up?
They didn't know who Dracula or vampires were until like 1995.
Are you serious?
Yeah, even though Bram Stoker wrote Dracula in like the 1800s.
Yeah.
The Romanians did not know about that until like the internet.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because like communism.
That sucks, but that's awesome.
Like my parents came to America and they're like, what's a vampire? And I'm like, oh god. It's kind of us.
Yeah.
It's what Americans think we look like.
Bram Stoker's Dracula.
I own the book. It's okay.
The movie.
I have not seen the movie.
Fright Night.
It is fine.
The book's not that great.
It's basically a retelling of the book. Watch it for the special effects and visuals. They do a really good job. A lot of the special effects are done
in camera.
Is it from
like the '60s or something?
So it's actually shot like it's done in the '40s. They do a lot of the special effects in camera. But it's shot, it was in the '90s. It's got,
really?
Yeah. It's got, Winona Ryder doing a horrible British accent. It's got Keanu Reeves doing a horrible British accent. It's got Gary Oldman as Dracula, which is actually a good pick.
Also with a British accent, I'm assuming.
Well, no, he's actually doing like a Eastern European.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me see what this.
It's got gosh, what's his name? Hannibal Lecter.
Anthony Hopkins.
It's got Anthony Hopkins as
Van Helsing.
Van Helsing, who is a weird pick, not my favorite, but it's got Cary Elwes in it too.
1992.
Yeah,
it was actually pretty solid.
7.4. Oh yeah.
It's Francis Ford Coppola.
I like the original Fright Night. I'll put that in.
I'm with you there.
Original Fright Night. It's actually kind of fun. And actually, not really necessarily a vampire movie, but a monster movie with a Dracula in it, and Dracula is the main villain.
Monster Squad.
Monster Squad.
Yeah.
Monster Squad.
That's Shane Black.
Monster Squad is another good one.
Shane Black, who co-wrote and was in...
Oh, Jack Black's brother?
No, close.
Oh, okay.
He wrote and directed Lethal Weapon movies. He did Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. He did Nice Guys. He co-wrote and was in Predator and Predators. Oh. He wrote and directed.
Monster Squad was great, though.
Dude is a solid guy. And he did Monster Squad, which is like a crappier version of Goonies, but with monsters. And special effects by Stan Winston, who did the special effects like animatronics and guts and gore for The Thing. So yeah.
Definitely a fun
very 80s. Very 80s.
But fun.
Oh yeah.
But fun.
Final thoughts.
Actually, really quick, what's your favorite vampire? Just one. We just go one. Just one favorite vampire. One favorite vampire while we're here.
Laszlo.
Oh.
Which one?
Laszlo.
What's that? What was that?
What are we doing in the shadows?
Oh, which one? Who is he?
Laszlo. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Laszlo.
I have to.
Okay. Okay, Laszlo. Okay. I feel. Okay. Yeah. I thought you said Plaszlo.
Oh, no.
I was like, who's Plaszlo?
No. Laszlo.
Okay. I like Laszlo. Or who you got, Koss?
I'm trying to remember his name. It's from the Castlevania animated series on Netflix.
Is that
Dracula's
good?
Son. It's really good, actually.
Okay.
I can't remember his name, though. The Dracula, the blonde-haired son. Alucard, yeah.
Okay.
Alucard is my favorite vampire as of right now. Castlevania on Netflix is very good. I will say that as the seasons go on, not as good.
Mm.
But the first season is really, really good. It's a 8.3 on IMDb. Highly recommend watching it if you haven't. Really well done.
My favorite's The Count.
They actually speak Romanian in that show too, in Castlevania.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mine's the Count.
The Count.
The Count. Everybody goes quiet.
Final thoughts.
Final thoughts.
Who doesn't like the Count? What's wrong with the Count?
I don't even know what you're talking
the Count?
About.
Sesame Street.
Sesame Street.
Oh, ew.
What? Yeah.
What's wrong?
I get weird vibes from Sesame Street. Like,
I love Sesame Street, but like
weird, like Sunday Scaries vibe from,
listen,
from
my
Sesame
guy
Street.
Knows how to count.
I don't.
And he counts as a vampire.
Hey,
weird.
Better
predator
vibes. Muppet.
If you played the vampire in this movie,
better Muppet.
Better movie.
No.
If the Count played the vampire in this movie, better movie.
No, if Robert Pattinson played the vampire in this movie.
No, get out of here.
Cut it out.
Yeah, no, I'm leaving that in. Costas just dug his own grave.
He's up there in terms of vampires.
Yeah, and so
as
is
well.
The Count.
The Count, wow. Count Chocula, how about that?
If you guys like Muppets, check out Hug Me, I'm Scared.
Shut up. Solid hand fingers.
What's that? Saving Sarah Marshall, the
Saving Private Ryan.
No, Saving
Sarah Marshall. That is Vin Diesel's best role as Saving Private Ryan.
Jason Segel's character.
No.
Yes,
it's Reddick.
Get out of here!
It's the first.
It's the first
Reddick movie. Is his best role?
No,
well, it's the first Reddick movie. The other ones, no. The first one.
Is
his
Pitch Black?
Yeah, it's Pitch Black.
Was it
Pitch Black?
Plays Reddick.
Pitch Black.
Okay.
Pitch Black.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall, though. He did a Dracula...
Oh, yeah.
...opera.
He did the Dracula opera.
With puppets.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Who goes first?
Go for it, guys.
I haven't watched this movie in a while. It was a movie I watched a lot as a kid, as I told you guys, because my sister was obsessed with vampires. So we had to watch it. I remember it being better than it was. It was not great. Will I watch it in the future? Of course, because it's part of like nostalgia. But
1 through 10 rating.
1 through 10.
Watch, rewatch, watch Hydrated. How would you recommend it?
Watch Hydrated? Who are you, Jeremy John or someone?
I don't know who that is.
He does he literally, one of his score things is like watch Hydrated or something like that. He's like a movie reviewer on YouTube. Anyways,
I actually don't know that. Okay.
Out of 10, I give it a 5.8.
Ooh.
Okay.
Wow, that hurts
you with
the nostalgia.
Yeah, and I'm a harsh critic, but I think a 5.8 is fair.
Andrew, what you got?
I'm going to go a little bit lower.
Really?
Yes.
Fuck you. I'm joking. I'm joking.
Is that an offer?
We're getting spicy.
Only in the supermarket.
Oh my goodness.
No, I'm 4.5.
Ooh, okay.
It's fine.
Stinker alert. Stinker alert.
It's fine. It's so inconsistent. There's not a lot of fun scenes for me.
How much better is Lucky the Irish?
A lot better.
It is a lot better. I thought this
Luck
was
of the Irish just goes like balls to the wall wild.
This is what
with like the games and then the basketball game at the end. And you said there's no good basketball movie. Luck of the Irish.
You know what? You're right. No, Luck of the Irish might actually be the best basketball movie ever made.
But this just felt kind of tame.
Disagreed.
I would have loved to see some
I
bits.
I am the
that
sight
were like,
of the steps.
I would just love like,
you don't get that in this movie.
Yeah,
you get
which is about the most you get.
Yeah,
it's
Lynette.
It's not for me. I have zero nostalgia for it.
That's fair.
Am I going to watch it again? No.
You show your kids.
Yeah. Like, I have some kids, 6 under. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. I'll throw it on. That's fine. It's harmless, but it's not one I'm going to rewatch.
Okay.
I probably put it at 5. Personally. I probably put it at 5. It's probably, I kind of agree with you guys in that ballpark. Probably good for kids to watch. I wouldn't say 6, maybe. I think that they'd be a little scared, and then they're going to want to sleep kind of by your side. So I'd probably put it, you know.
I think as far as like horror movies go, Don't Look Under the Bed.
That movie's terrifying.
That one's better.
Was better.
Halloween Town's definitely better. This one, I'd still put it. I mean, for a kid, if you're trying to make a Halloween lineup for movies, yes, put it in there.
Yeah, throw it in.
Yes, throw it in there. Otherwise, as an adult, not necessarily. Maybe every 5 years, if you want to throw it in there, maybe. If you want to shake it up a little bit, there's other, as we talked about, other vampire movies drunk, that you can watch.
Get the kid drunk.
Oh my gosh. We just went there on this show.
Is this the worst movie you guys have watched? Did I recommend the worst movie? Okay.
No.
Okay. Good.
We have seen some.
Last week we did a far worse movie.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Five Nights at Freddy's. I would watch this or Five Nights at Freddy's.
This was scarier than Five Nights at Freddy's.
This was.
Good. Yep. It was scary.
The only good thing, if you put Matthew Lillard in this
That babysitter was scary.
If you put Matthew Lillard in this movie, oh my goodness.
Isn't that the guy that just died?
No.
That's Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry.
Matthew Lillard was one of the two killers in Scream, and then Shaggy in the live action Scooby-Doo, and he now plays, he does a voice for Shaggy now that what's his name died?
I know who Matthew Lillard is. Yes.
He was in Twin Peaks and
he was also in Without a Paddle.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a fun movie.
He's in lots of things. Especially in the '90s. He was really hot in the '90s.
He was in Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yes.
Yes. He is what kind of broke the system because he was the only good character.
Yeah.
There's nothing we could really talk about except for Matthew Lillard.
Damn. Yeah. But you like this movie, right?
This movie more than Five Nights at Freddy's.
Okay.
We will see that.
We have seen Descendants 1 and Descendants 3, which are far worse.
Do not
bring up Descendants 2. Do not touch it.
That's Andrew's favorites.
That is a perfect movie.
The perfect movie.
Dragon vs. Octopus. That's all he cares about.
Dragon vs. Octopus, lady. I'm into it.
Have you guys watched The Room?
No.
I have. Yet.
You have.
Several times, yeah.
A movie you guys gotta watch.
I've watched The Disaster Artist.
That's not the same experience.
The Room is, man.
I tried to get
like wear an adult diaper if you watch that movie. Like that's the only way I can explain that movie.
I kind of wish Tommy Wiseau wore an adult diaper during the sex scenes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it's so good.
It's
so good.
Have you seen any Neil Breen movies?
No.
Oh, start anywhere there.
Okay.
Ooh. Dude is wild. I think the only other good bad movie on that level was that we watched. RJ wasn't here for.
Wow.
Was
you see that face right there? RJ wasn't here.
Well, because you wouldn't allow it.
I was running.
Was Human Tornado.
Oh.
AJ watched that with me.
Okay.
That's a solid
feature guest.
Yeah, tomorrow. Well, next week, technically. But
2 weeks, but yeah, it's okay.
Well, next week when we release it.
But well, let's wrap this up.
That's cool.
As you try to figure this out, how to wrap it up.
All right. If you want to find us anywhere, you can look at us up online. You know, Google exists. Backseat Critics. Be sure to unfollow. Tell your friends to avoid us. Anything like that, you know, we don't care. And with that,
we out.
Bye.
Do you have any shout outs that you want to do?
Oh, shout out Play No Games Podcast.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Check out Play No Games Podcast on Spotify, YouTube, wherever else you listen to your podcasts. If you want to hear the opinions of these guys on there, they're sometimes on there. The All fact right. dragon is in front of me right now, which is pretty cool.
All right, now say that, but faker.
Please check out the Plano Games podcast. Yo, check out the Plano Games podcast.
Now it's Cartier Bob.
AJ won't be on the show much longer.
Oh, no.
It's going to be just Rob and I and these two guys. Which means the next Chipotle order will be cheaper.
All right. See you guys.
Bye. Yeah.